Hello there, Blaney Zone. This is Mason Cabo. I am back with another podcast today. But rather do a part 3 series on GW Connect, which is, I am really sorry for the delay, but it is coming soon. I am just doing the planning stages. I am planning the podcast, how it should be laid out. But rather do a podcast on GW Connect today, part 3. I'm going to be demonstrating a little game for you guys today called Adventure at Sea, which is an audio game. It's not on audiogames.net yet, but I saw this on the, a friend of mine saw this on the audiogames.net forum, and he sent me a link to it, so I downloaded it, and I'm currently playing it. So I'm gonna go and launch the game.
Desktop list, Sea Cleaner 2 of 19.
And I'm using Nuance Vocalizer with NVDA, so, I'm gonna go into my Mason Cabo folder. Disable my touchpad real quick.
M. Mason Cabo Shortcut 13 of 19.
Enter.
Mason Cabo Window. Namespace Tree Control Tree View. Level 1 Computer Collapse 2 of 3. Item View List. Contacts not selected 1 of 11.
I'm going to try to make this. This is a stereo game, so it relies on a stereo output, so I had to move the mic a bit, so I'm sorry about that.
Desktop, 2 of downloads, 3 of 11.
Oh, my download.
Item AAC 1 of EPSCS to AAC 1 of 87.
I'm not sure what this game was called. It's called, yeah, Adventure at Sea. Sorry about that. Adventure, it says AAC.
Items view, read AACX 1 of 2.
Now, I'm going to put NVDA, I'm going to close NVDA because if you hit, caps lock shift Z to try and put it in sleep mode, it will not work in this game. And this game relies on SAPI 5. So I'm going to close NVDA.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA? Yes button, Alt Y.
So the only reason I needed it is because I needed NVDA to get me to the folder and select the file. So now I'm going to hit enter.
Checking for updates. Loading. Please wait. This may take...
Welcome to Adventure at Sea Colon. Please cycle through the menu with your up and down arrow keys. Every menu except this one uses TTS. Make sure to stop by the TTS configuration screen before you enter the game. Load a save file.
Now, I was... I'm going to slow that down a minute. I was previously playing the game, so I'm going to start the game off from scratch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new game, but load in file 2.
New game.
Select the file slot to save your new game to. File 2. Unused.
File 2 unused. So I'm going to hit enter.
Zero. Hello. What might your name be?
It's asking my name.
Name entry text field.
So I'm going to type in my name.
M. Is a M.
It's my first name. Yeah.
Okay button.
And hit type to the OK button and hit spacebar.
Alright, glad that's over. Now I can
and
get back
the
to developing my application. I hope to have it released by Friday. Wait, what's this?
And you got a virus.
A virus? Now that's wait, what? Well, I guess I'll try to reboot. What?
Your system is under attack. An AI computer tunnels your system to tether from the road.
Who are you?
Need any more questions? Get down there.
Wait, no, wait. Ah, come on. What should I do? I don't want to, but it looks like I'm going to have to turn myself into a program, and that may not be reversible. I've never tested this code. But in theory, it should work. Well, I should be able to put in this disk and be able to access my hard drive. And then I can place this program on it. I can then run it and well, I should appear inside of the system. I'm kind of nervous, but this is probably my only chance. Let's go. Well, I guess I'd better look around now.
Use the arrow keys to move.
So I'm going to turn the music down. Because the music is really confusing. And to do this, you hit D to turn... You keep on pressing D to turn it down. And you press U to turn it up. So I'm going to walk to the right. And run to the right, sorry. And in a minute, you're going to hear a tutorial voice. And it's going to be Sappy 5.
Hello. My name is Tutorial.exe. I am your friend. I shall help you get oriented as a program. Hear that noise to your right? That is a virus. It will try to kill you, so kill it first. Press the space key to fire your currently equipped weapon. Press the number keys to change your currently equipped weapon.
So that's a virus. I'm going to go to my knife.
Knife.
And walk forward. Sorry, I had to put the other earphone in my ear. So I'm going to walk forward. And keep hitting the space bar as you walk. And I killed it. So I'm going to keep going to the right. And there's another one.
Hello again. Here we have another sound off to our right. This is an item. Simply walk through the item to pick it up.
So I'm going to walk through the item to pick it up.
Extra life.
And then an extra life. So I'm going to keep it going.
A wall is blocking your path onward. But wait, the wall has a crack in it. If you duck, you can probably get under it. To duck, press the down key. You can walk while you duck, but this is much slower than walking normally is.
So there's the wall. I'm gonna duck by holding the down arrow. And hold right. So when you hear 1, 2, 3 steps, you can let go of the down arrow key because you're gonna be already on the other side of the wall. I'm gonna keep going.
A rock is blocking your path onward. This shouldn't be a problem for you. Simply jump over it. To jump, press the up key. You can navigate while you jump, and if you're quick with your fingers, this can be much faster than walking. If you need a quick landing, press either of the control keys. This will only work if you're close enough to the ground.
Okay. So there's a rock. So I'm gonna hit. There's another virus, by the way, if you hear it. So I'm gonna hit the up arrow and right. Up and right, so up and right. And we jumped over the rock. There's another one. We got that one.
Your health was restored by 30.
Uh-oh. And now, just to give you guys a heads up, we're gonna reach a corrupted sector in the hard drive. So this sound is going to be different, and Sappy 5 David will alert you to that. So I will keep walking or running. Oh, there's another virus. And we killed it.
Oh no. To the right of you is corrupted sectors of the hard drive. Most likely this was caused by one of the viruses or corrupted files. If you touch those, you will become corrupt and cease to exist within a minute. But this should only happen if you touch them. If you jump across it using your up arrow key, you should be safe. You'll have to make sure that you jump it completely. These are usually more than 1 square wide, but you have no way of knowing how vast they are until you actually jump. Be prepared for the worst. The edges of these sectors have been harmed by the corruption. Stepping on the edges will not harm you, but they are a nice indicator of where you are in relation to the sectors.
So you hear that little warbling sound. So you're on the edge. Now, I want to do something horrible and jump into that sector. And you basically got corrupted. And you're back to where you started. I'm gonna go all the way back to where I was. So you start basically from the beginning. And I'm gonna hit the wall soon. And there are no viruses because we killed them all. And there's the wall. 1, 2, 3, up. And run. To the rock. Jump over the rock. Okay. Now, unlike the rock and the wall, the rock, I hit up and held right to jump over. But the sector, what you're going to jump over now, you need to press up and keep tapping the right arrow key until you reach the other side. So when you hear this, you're on cement. When you hear this, you're on the edge of the sector which has got corrupted. Now, I should warn you, you will not hear this sound as you progress through levels of the game. So be warned of this, because the sector sounds will change over time. So I'm going to jump and tap the right arrow key while I'm in midair. So up and right arrow. Tap right arrow. So up, tap right arrow, and I made it across. So now I'm going to keep going to the right. I take a stab of my knife. And there's another virus I killed. And the virus... The sounds that they make are a bit scary at times, to tell you the truth. So it can be a little, that sound you heard in the beginning, or it can be a little bird sound, like a bird wings flapping. So just let it know, so I'm going to keep going. This is the tutorial stage, by the way.
Hello, this is the final time I shall appear. This item is different than the others you have collected. You must grab it while at the height of your jump. You could position yourself underneath the item and jump, or you could jump next to the item and then arrow to it.
I'm gonna jump right above the item.
Extra life.
Got it.
Your health was fully restored. Congratulations. Level complete. You took 5 minutes and 18 seconds to complete the level. You had a total of 6 kills. Press the enter key to continue.
Hey, that wasn't so bad. I'm actually quite good at this.
You speak too soon. You're ignorant. Our world is under attack by the infamous computer virus known only as RS. We have discovered that RS used to be a human. His name was Rusty Salas.
Here's another storyline.
He's very intelligent, and he has his headquarters deep inside of the System 32 directory. The only way to get to the System 32 directory, however, is through the Windows directory. The Windows directory is locked. There's a special key code that you can use to unlock it. Unfortunately, the 9 packets of the key code are scattered throughout the file system. The downloads folder, the pictures folder, the music folder, and several others. All of these directories are filled with viruses. Rusty Zalinsk has also appointed 9 Guardians, very powerful computer viruses, to protect the key code. You would have to go into all of those directories and destroy all of those Guardians before you can get into the Windows directory. Still think this is going to be easy? And once you get into the Windows directory, that's the beginning of your final stop. After that, you have to go into System 32, and who knows what else you'll have to do.
Boring. I've got an idea. I'm going to use the command line to make your voice sound weird. That certainly won't be boring. Huh, I had no idea that would actually work. Well, as fun as that was, this is a serious matter. Goodbye, person. I don't know your name. Goodbye.
Hello there. It is not often we see new programs around here these days. Just thought I'd give you a friendly tip. You can press Shift plus O to open an options menu. You can only open the options menu when you are not in a level though. Also, to enter a level, press Enter when you are at the entrance. You can press space on an entrance to see its status, completed or not completed. Well, see ya. Have a good day.
Now, this part of the game, you're in a little walkway thing where there's different directories of the computer. And as you hear, eSpeak is in the background. As I walk closer to the downloads folder, my downloads folder.
My download.
Laser. 9.
And there's another virus coming through. This is not a tutorial stage anymore, this is the real thing. Just be warned. And there's another hard drive sector. And I jump over that. Checkpoint. Now, before I continue, I'm going to try to do this part, and if I can't do it, then this will be the end of the podcast, because I wanted to take you through the introduction and the first stage. So right now, I'm going to take a few more steps, and we're going to reach a download data bomb, I think it's called, and it's going to ask you to save him while she's downloading data for his zip files. So I'm gonna walk a few steps, and Sabi 5 will come back and let you know of what this is.
Hello, kind sir. I am trying to download data. I need to feed my .zip files. They are very hungry. But viruses keep getting in my data. You're strong, and I can remove the steel data blocking your path onward. Please help me. Mainso, or, okay.
Keep that away. I must be
now you're gonna have to run and hit at the same time. If you ever get too close, you're done. Because that's all I want to get through. You pretty much get the idea of how this game works.
Are you sure you want to quit the level? Yes.
My town loaf.
Welcome to Adventure at Sea Colon. Please sign this to exit.
Taskbar. Shut down Wintap AA desktop.
Before I go, I want to get a brief summary of what the storyline is. So, AAC, Adventure at Sea, is not what you think. It's not an actual adventure at sea. You are a computer programmer, and your computer is infected with the virus. So, you decide to test your untested code on yourself and make yourself a computer programmer to, you're kind of like an antivirus program to kill those viruses. And this game is actually focused on the computer world. So those of you techies out there who like computers, you guys will like this game very much. And I like this game so much, I just can't get past the first stage. It's really hard. That part where you need to get past the steel data block, but you need to protect the download thingy from getting infected with the virus. And I stopped three of them, but I think I didn't stop the fourth. That's basically how this game is done. So, thank you, Blanking Soul, for listening, and DW Connect Tutorial Part 3 will be coming really soon. Thanks.